From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we actually do have a little bit of breaking news across the NFL here. The Steelers have signed general manager Omar Khan to a new three-year contract. The Khan father, as they call him in Pittsburgh. He gets a three-year deal, which... he's not really making too many decisions right now anyway. Like, Mike Tomlin is the one that's calling all the shots these days. And on top of it, the way that the Steelers have been acting this offseason has been very, very weird. They're not paying TJ Watt. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the idea that you would you make the trade for Jalen Ramsey, which is something that the Steelers just don't do, and the trade for DK Metcalf is something historically they just don't do. Gee, you've been watching Steelers football your whole entire life. You know what? They just don't make those type of moves.
They've never done any yet. First of all, you got Aaron Rodgers. You're like, oh, okay, that's tough in itself. DK Metcalf, they make the move. You trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. You gave him the contract. They're like, well, he wasn't making enough splash plays. Where is the development? The Steelers are known for, hey, we draft Steelers guys, we develop Steelers guys, and they go on to be great.
That's what they do.
They are acting like regular teams right now. Like, they got an offseason policy like the Cardinals or something. Like, just random. Like, yeah, we like that guy. He was good a couple of years ago. Let's take him. It does not
seem... they're playing Madden or something.
Yeah, like... this is not a Steelers-esque type offseason or the last couple of years.
And so as weird as this is, then to give your GM a three-year extension off of that seems even more puzzling.
And remember, I'm all for the smoke. Listen, we've been taking L's for 35, 40 years. They could go through a five-year period where they kind of confused about things.
Well, think about it. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since the season that the Cavs won the title. Think about how long that was. When you put it in those terms, it's been a while.
Omaha. Yeah, listen, I tell you what. Hey, Bill Simmons. He said the new CBA is terrible. This is courtesy of Bill Simmons podcast.
The new CBA is just an apocalypse. It's one of the worst things that I can remember in any pro sports league. How it played out this way, where you have good teams basically sabotaging themselves because they're so afraid of these penalties that I don't know who wanted. I don't know who the penalties serve other than the owners as a check and a balance for them not to spend too much money.
I mean, it is making it a weird field for the NBA. You know, like it doesn't seem like it's fun when the Celtics, and listen, it's fun rooting against the Celtics, but they build together what's supposed to be a dynasty. They get one title and then one injury and they have to blow it all up.
You go back and look at it. You talk about this. Look at the main flag stations. The LA Lakers sold. Boston Celtics sold.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban gets out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
These are foundational pieces. That tells me something. When people having trouble paying payroll, when people got to pay three guys or two guys $300 million apiece, and they're like, I'm going to punt on this a little bit. I don't think this is having the intended consequences that they thought it would have. I think it got to a point where you're looking at it like, now we have to blow things up because we can't put people in the roster. No mid-level exceptions are available. No signing trades, different things like that. It's kind of wild that this is where we're at with it.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for the sport. I don't. It's not that I'm clamoring for a bunch of dynasties and a bunch of super teams, but I also don't love the idea that you get like such a short window and then you have to blow everything up. It doesn't. I think like the ramifications of this right now, it might feel fun, but I think like 3-4 years from now, I think we're gonna look at it and be like, I kind of like when teams stay on the same team or players stay on the same teams, and I like when we have some continuity within the sport.
Yeah.
All right, Ken had a dog pound idea. So they've not announced in Brook Park with the new stadium if the dog pound's going to be invited. There were some leaked images that showed what kind of looked like it would be the dog pound. It just kind of went all the way up in the one end zone. And this was Ken this morning.
What if you have your fan wall, everything's there? By the way, I know what day it is. It's July 3rd. What if they just don't call it the dog pound until they make the playoffs? You got to make the playoffs in the building before it's actually called the dog pound. Hear me out on this. There's been a lot of people over these last 25 years ago, they call it the dog pound, but it's not really the dog pound. The team's not good. What if you got to go to the playoffs in the new building before you get called, before it gets called the dog pound?
I, I kind of
say it. Say it. Come on. We hadn't talked about this ahead of time, by the way. I know my immediate thoughts on it. Just be honest.
You don't need to earn no name, bro.
It was a dumb idea. Say it was a dumb idea.
And so when you earn it.
I love you, Ken. It's a dumb idea.
When you earn it, like, you think people are going to embrace it? No, people, you have to talk things into existence. Like, you have to be the dog pound. You embody it. And then you put that level of energy out and
also,
the people respond to it.
Think of the mockery attached to the idea that if you go 3 or 4 years without making the playoffs and you're still trying to earn the dog pound title, it'd be like, it's been 4 years and we haven't earned the dog pound title. It's been 5 years, still haven't earned that dog pound title.
Man,
we used to
run around, and when we'd be in off-season conditioning, our coach, whoever wasn't balling, they used to put red jerseys on you, and they say, you're a Miami Red Hawk for the day because you didn't live up to the standards of a Bobcat. And I infamously said, we're 1-10. You know what, Garrett Bush? You know what? You think you're so funny. I say, coach, we 1-10.
I'd be like, you're like 2 games away from coaching JUCO again, coach. I don't know what you're trying to prove here.
I'm still young. I mean, I got a lot to prove. I got a lot of growing up, man. But you, sir? Yeah, come on.
And that is quick hits. All right, something we said yesterday on with Jake caught G. Bush's attention in relation to Shedeur Sanders. He'll right that wrong. We'll do it next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.